Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I don't know how many of you watched the Heat play the Warriors light yesterday.
That version of the Warriors.
Sponsored, let's get the headline, sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. The Miami Heat played a Golden State Warriors team that was without Jimmy Butler, of course. I'll get into that in a second. That was without the Steph Curry, Draymond Green lineup. No Al Horford. I mean, they literally played. I'm going to read you the starting lineup right now that the Warriors trotted out there. But it was Will Richard, Guy Santos, Tracy Jackson Davis, Moses Moody, and Brandon Pajemski, who's probably the only player any of you have ever heard of. Off the bench, Gary Payton II, Buddy Hield, Pat Spencer, and Quinton Post were the four players available to them. And this game wasn't close, by the way. Like, the Heat end up covering. They win by double digits. With up until 5 minutes ago when Norman Powell took over the game, it was back and forth. The Warriors took the lead in the third quarter. Like, it got a little dicey until Norman Powell and Bam Adebayo said, all right, enough. We'll talk a little bit more about the game later on. But Jimmy Butler yesterday was in the building. Second night of a back-to-back. I'm not upset that the Warriors didn't play. They've had a really crazy schedule. 3 games in 4 nights. Second night of a back-to-back. Jimmy and Steph put up 30-plus points Tuesday night, each of them. Second night of a back-to-back. I'm not blaming them for not playing. But after the game, Andrew Wiggins playing his former team. He's all smiles at half court. He's dapping up Steve Kerr. He's dapping up the entire Golden State Warriors coaching staff. He's talking to Steph. He's talking to Draymond. Bam Adebayo's talking to Draymond. Bam and Steph Curry are showing each other love. Those two are at half court for about 5 minutes after the game. Everybody seems to be, Steve Kerr and Eric Spoelstra are praising each other before the game. And, you know, Spo took over Team USA from Steve Kerr, and they're talking about memories of one another. They come, they kind of show each other a little love after the game. Jimmy Butler, who sat on the bench the entire game, in street clothes, buzzer rang, head down, walked straight back to the locker room. And that was that. And Crowder, I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out.
What do you want him to do?
What the hell
make
happened?
Ice cream cones?
Like, what? How could he be so upset at Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero and Eric Spoelstra for the front office deciding, hey, look, we want you to prove that you deserve an extension? I understand him not having any sort of love for Pat Riley, yeah, and Mickey Arison and Andy Ellisberg. Like, I get that. But last year when he played here, didn't acknowledge the Heat bench either. And this year, same thing. Doesn't even have the courtesy to play. And doesn't, like, it's just weird. And I don't understand why. I can't for the life of me understand why he wouldn't even, like, this isn't a guy who played here 1 year and got kicked to the curb. Bro, this guy had his best seasons going to battle with Bam Adebayo. And he's not even going to acknowledge him after the game? It's weird.
This place changed the way that the league views Jimmy Butler, because I'm not saying that people thought he was just a guy, but nobody ever thought that he was someone who could be the guy on a team and make a run deep into the playoffs. And he did that multiple years here as the guy, and it completely changed the perspective around the sport about how people view Jimmy Butler. And now, because of what happened with Pat Riley, all the players, the entire staff, as Solana said, I guess, are just now irrelevant to him and don't matter.
Yeah, but I don't get your upset or your frustration towards him. Solana, Could you tell me? I know you don't know, but do you think there is a way Jimmy got to Miami and didn't reach out and talk to Bam on the phone or FaceTime or something of the sort?
I don't think Jimmy Butler. I don't know this for sure. I don't think Jimmy Butler has talked to or spoken to Bam Adebayo or Tyler Hero since that trade went through. And you know why I know that, Crowder? Again, I don't know for sure. I'm guessing here. I don't have a source. I'm not telling you that I spoke with any of these guys. Bam Adebayo yesterday shows up to the post-game press conference wearing a hat. You guys see what the hat said? Joy Dealer. I mean, they're trolling him a little bit.
Yeah.
They're trolling him. They're leaning into it. They were so miserable last season with the way Jimmy Butler handled the situation. Again, I'm not trying to get into was Jimmy or the front office right. Everybody feels the way that they want to feel about that, and that's done. That's done. But, Crowder, why would Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero and all the guys who were there last season, why is that their fault that the front office didn't pay Jimmy Butler, didn't want to pay Jimmy Butler? It's not. He went to two NBA finals, was the one seed in the Eastern Conference, three Eastern Conference finals, playing with those guys and with that coach. And he doesn't have the courtesy after the game to just come over, dap them up, and say, hey, man, hope everything's good. I mean, come on. Like, what? Why is he so hurt with them?
The courtesy? It's a grown man. Why? What does he have to come say hi for? I believe he has talked to Bam. Or he has talked to those guys. There's no reason for him to come talk to Triple J. That's a puppy. What? There's no reason for him to come over here and say what's up to Jokic and those guys. Why? That's a grown-ass man. You're in your feelings because you got emotional when he left. So now you want the ex-girlfriend to smile at you at the cookout.
Hell yeah, I got emotional when he left.
He doesn't want to smile at you at the cookout.
Hell yeah, I got emotional when he left because he quit on his way out. I'm cool with him wanting his money. I told you a million times, I'm cool with anybody wanting to get their money. I'm cool with him saying, I deserve this. You guys don't feel like I'm worthy of it. F you. But then guess what? Handle it like a professional.
No.
Don't sulk in the corner. Don't throw your coach, Eric Spoelstra, under the bus, who has nothing to do with it. And don't make up all this nonsense about how your tummy hurts and you can't play for a week.
Take some Tums and get on the court.
And then to show up like come on, we're gonna pretend like he handled. And I'm not saying the Heat are perfect in this situation either. The Heat, I said it yesterday, they should have known that this was gonna get ugly and they should have moved on from him before. So I'm not telling you that the Heat handled this the right way, but Jimmy Butler looks like a clown with the way he's handled this entire thing.
Putting soft the way he went out. Standing in the corner is embarrassment to his career. I'm going to remember that for the rest of Jimmy's life and career, no matter what he does. A big way to go out for the Heat, 100%. I'm speaking about last night, Solana. Why is anyone upset that Jimmy Butler, to exactly what you just said, as he leaves places, he leaves nasty. As he left Minnesota, the fights and the watch gate when he beat the starters with the Rolex on. When he's set in the damn corner at the end of the Heat, like, he's a petty person. He comes back, and you expect all petty to leave Jimmy Butler? Jimmy is in Pat and Mickey's house. He's still cool with their kids. I'm not showing this house any respect. I anticipated Jimmy to act like a bitch over him coming to show love at the Heat. There's no way be pregame. If you ask me how Jimmy's going to treat this game last night, I would tell you, oh, Jimmy's going to be loving and come hug everybody. Jimmy is going to be Jimmy for the remainder of his life, and he's petty.
I'm just telling you, Crowder, let's say I'm up for a contract extension.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And I've worked with you and with Hawk, and you guys are more responsible for what I've done in my career than anything I've been able to do. Like, you guys have literally platformed me, and Odyssey Len decides, no, we're not going to pay you. Like, we don't think you're worth this much. Okay, well then bleep you, I'm out. And I go somewhere else, and we're on Radio Row together one day, and we're competing against one another. I'm going to come say what's up to you.
That's a weird little analogy, ain't it, Josh?
Why wouldn't
I love it.
Why wouldn't I come up to you?
Because now I have Radio Row in my head, and the brick from 98.4 and 98.5 in Nashville is the table between you guys. And that's a lot has got to walk from one end of the auditorium to the other end of the auditorium.
I'm not going to come up to you now because I'm on another team. I'm on a competing radio station. I'm working 2 to 6 over at 940, and I'm not going to come up to you and say what's up. What the hell? How is that your fault that this company didn't want to pay me? I'm just saying, like, I don't understand what happened between Jimmy and the team itself. I'm not talking about the front office. I'm talking about the team itself, that he won't even go say what's up. It's weird. It's bizarre.
Andrew Wiggins,
they sent his ass out after he had one of the best series. He won a ring there. And they literally said, hey, we don't think you're good enough. We're going to trade you somewhere else. The Heat were forced to trade Jimmy Butler. The Warriors were like, hey, we're shopping wigs. And Andrew Wiggins is still out there shaking everybody's hand, dapping up everybody. I mean, they couldn't wait to move on from him. And he doesn't have hard feelings. And Jimmy's got hard feelings after he got everything he wanted. He got the $100 million extension. And he gets to go play second fiddle to the best player of the generation. I mean, he literally won. He won.
And Wiggins,
what's there to be upset
Wiggins,
about?
In Wiggins' heart and soul, I don't know if I was raised. I don't know if it comes out of the womb this way. Wiggins appreciates what Golden State did for his career. In Jimmy's heart of hearts, and we know Jimmy Butler, do you really think Jimmy appreciates or thinks that the Miami Heat did something for him? Or do you think the Heat should be appreciative of him even coming here and taking y'all to the final, taking y'all deep in the playoffs year after year? Jimmy's not looking at the Heat in any appreciation fashion. Do you know who Jimmy Butler is? Are you forgetting this after a year or a couple years of having him or after he left? Have you forgot what Jimmy Butler's made of?
In retrospect, I'm glad the Heat never actually got over the hump and won the title with him.
Because having to
welcome this guy back here, who hates this entire organization's guts, to celebrate a championship team, out.
No, here's why I'm upset. I disagree. First of all, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I want to fight you. I would gladly have taken a banner over anything else. Crowder, I firmly believe, to wrap this up because we have Gino coming on, I firmly believe Jimmy Butler's number 22 will hang in the rafters one day. I firmly believe it. I think it's deserved. By the way, genuinely, I do. He is responsible, post Dwayne Wade, for elevating this organization. He is. And last year, he came here, and he had an agenda. He wanted to say bleep you to everybody, and I'm cool with that. It was still fresh. The wound was still fresh, and he, you know, it served its purpose. I'm cool with that. The page has been turned. Everybody's moved on. The Heat are happy with Norman Powell. The Heat are happy with Andrew Wiggins. He's got to be thrilled playing in Golden State. To me, this was the opportunity for a little, hey, come here, man. It's all good. Let's sweep this under the rug. Things were said. Feelings were hurt. But we're going to move on from this at some point. And in a couple years, we'll be able to drink some wine together and laugh about it all and celebrate the good times. And I thought this was that opportunity. Again, not to fix everything, but to take that step of like, hey, last year was last year, this year's this year, let's move forward. And instead, he's wearing that dumbass jean jacket, and he's walking his ass right back to the locker room to go talk to his friends at Big Face Coffee, who are going to charge you $73 for a washed-up espresso that tastes like ass, instead of just coming over and saying what's up to Bam Adebayo. And I don't like it. And I love that Bam wore the joy dealer hat after to send a little shot.
You have any divorced people in your family?
I do not.
That's why you don't understand this.
Yeah. That's probably
three or
a good
four
point.
Years doesn't settle a divorce, brother. I know people have been divorced 30 years and cuss each other out on the site.
It's probably a good point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.